Hi there, it is week 40 of 52 weeks of inspiration. I'm going to share something with you that happened actually yesterday. As I was scrolling through my feed on Instagram, I came across a post that said that Jamie Lee Curtis was proud of Pamela Anderson for going to Fashion Week with no makeup on. And I thought, wow, I was looking at her picture and I was like, yeah, that is really brave to go to Paris Fashion Week with no makeup on. I listened to her interview as she talked about not fighting age and lifing, as she called it, and going through life. I felt so inspired by her, in fact, that I wrote her a letter. Pamela Anderson has come up several times throughout my life, right back to when she first ever posed in Playboy, as my mom called me to tell me that there was a girl from Ladysmith, because I grew up in Parksville in Victoria on Vancouver Island, so it's not very far away, that was at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, it seemed like a big deal to my parents, and I think somehow my dad knew her parents. I don't know. It was a connection. Anyway, I've sort of paid attention and watched her go through life. I've watched the ups and downs, and I remember thinking to myself many times, maybe it's just part of coming from the island. Maybe there are just a lot of exceptionally abused women there that go through a lot of alcoholism with their families, and eventually we get off the island and we heal. Anyway, that's not where I'm going. Where I'm actually going with this, and what I'm wanting to share with you, is the fact that when I saw that, I felt so inspired to write her a letter. And to be honest, Tamara, probably once or twice a day, sends me an email, a message, or a letter that someone has shared about their reading, how it impacted them, how it moved them, how they felt, how something was accurate, or what something meant that maybe I didn't understand. And those emails and messages, they all get to me, and they mean so much to me. In fact, I recently got one that talked about last week's 52 weeks of inspirational messages. So thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing. I wondered, is Pamela Anderson so big of a star that my email is even going to matter to her? And you know, I wrote the whole letter, and I sent it to Tamara, and she said, and I said, hey, should I send this? Like, is this corny? And she said, Carmel, if people didn't send them to you and tell you once in a while to keep going and that you're doing a good job, how would people know? She said, I can only hope that she has an amazing assistant who feels the need to share that with her. Anyway, I wrote the letter and I sent it off. So I guess my inspirational message to you this week is, everybody needs to know that they're doing a good job. Whether that's your spouse, whether that's your kids, whether that's the lady at the till at Walmart, people need affirmations. And I understand that everyone has a different love language, and maybe affirmations won't mean as much to one person as they will another, but they will mean something. And it's important when we tell people, wow, you're doing a good job. You're amazing. Well done. So if there's someone in your life that you haven't really voiced how much they mean to you or how important they are, this is your little reminder. Reach out and tell someone what they mean to you and what a great job they're doing. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.